Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
It's Wednesday, September 15th. This is The Gateway. I'm Wayne Pratt. The St. Louis County Council is mandating employees get the COVID-19 vaccine or face periodic testing. But last night's vote by council members was not unanimous.
I get it. You want to say you did something, anything, to make others feel good for all different reasons. But playing with people's health care decisions is not what you swore an oath to when you took this job.
Shortly after the vote, County Executive Sam Page tweeted his support for the mandate by posting, quote, "We must lead the way to get past this pandemic." The party line vote follows weeks of people flooding the council's public forum section to speak out against mandating the vaccine and the vaccine itself. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on last night's decision by council members.
The council's four Democrats voted for a bill that would require county employees to get vaccinated or get tested periodically for COVID-19. Councilwoman Shalonda Webb's legislation states that county workers who aren't vaccinated would need to get the shot 30 days after the measure goes into effect. Webb says the bill strikes the right balance for county workers.
It is about a choice. I understand there are medical exemptions, religious exemptions, and there's even if you don't want to take the vaccination, just get tested.
The council's three Republicans voted against Webb's bill, which now heads to County Executive Sam Page. Page is expected to sign the measure. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
There are no ICU beds available in much of southern Illinois as the region continues to battle high COVID-19 numbers. State Department of Public Health Region 5 Hospital Coordination Center Manager Aaron Herman calls the shortage, quote, controlled chaos. He says more than a third of the critical care beds in the region are taken up by COVID patients.
We are certainly not where we want to be. But again, we do have space in the hospitals. We have equipment. We have medication. We just don't have enough staff.
More than half the region's hospitals have reached out to the state for additional resources, especially staff to handle the high level of need. Herman says those requests are competing with hospitals throughout the country, and there are not enough people to fill the positions. Missouri grade school students performed worse on statewide tests during the pandemic. The state says scores dropped across the board last academic year. Administrators say the results were expected amid a slew of challenges during the outbreak. State education officials also say the results for last year will not be used against schools for accountability purposes. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is increasing its presence downtown for the next month and a half. As St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, it's part of a new city-backed plan to reduce crime and revitalize the area.
St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones has taken steps over the last few weeks to shut down problematic bars in downtown linked to an increase in violent crime. Interim Public Safety Director Dan Isom says most disturbances are occurring on weekends. That's why he's increasing the police presence downtown to 30 officers Friday through Sunday to enforce traffic rules and park curfews. But Isom says that's a short-term fix.
This is not only about enforcement, creating positive, productive spaces in our downtown will bring more people to the neighborhoods to have fun and do things downtown.
Mayor Jones is also launching a task force of civic and business leaders to spur the area's potential for more cultural and entertainment events. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis-based photographer Stan Strombicki traveled to New Orleans shortly after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. He found a field littered with books from a flooded library, and for 3 years, he returned every few months to a historic black neighborhood to photograph the scene as the books decayed. A collection of those photos is now on view at the Hi-Lo Gallery in Grand Center. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Strombicki why he documented the lost library.
One of the things I noticed walking around the lower Ninth Ward was that there's stuff scattered everywhere. And one of the things I found was I found a library that had been filled up with 20 feet of water, and it scattered books over a field. And these books were just ruined. They began to decay and work their way back into the landscape. And over the months, plants started growing back over the books. So the earth started reclaiming the books.
When you came upon the scene and saw these books scattered across this field, did you have an instinct that you might have found your subject?
Yes. Yeah. I was really moved by this.
And each time you returned, were you wondering if that lost library was still going to be there?
Oh, you never know. Yeah. As the books were degrading, that the text began to merge and to get smushed around. And it became revealing different things in it. It was like a code that was being there. One of the images I made, the book degraded. The only words you could make out were boy, danger, killer, waters. Another dictionary, it was in the P's. It was all kind of coming apart. But the words you could pick out were power, politics, persuasion, these other words that were kind of meaningful phrases in terms of how New Orleans was rebuilding.
Looking at the pictures in this exhibition, they're very sad. They're very beautiful in a strange way.
When you photograph something that's really hard to look at, there's the intellectual response to it, but then there's the visceral response to it. When you look at it and you say, wow, that's a beautiful picture, and then you realize what that beautiful picture really means. It really talks about the destruction of culture or the loss of, if you will, history or information, and that idea that when you lose a book in this fashion, or in a greater sense, a library, what have you lost? You know, how do you measure that loss?
Some of these photos, some of the close-ups, there's, you know, the pages and the dirt or the overgrowth are competing with each other for the space. And there's almost something about, there's some resilience here too, because the parts of the books that we can read, you know, that it's like that culture is sitting on that spot and it's not going to move. But it's amid a context of losing a lot.
Yeah, and I felt it was important to show these books, kind of to give that evidence of where I found them.
That was in the Lower Ninth Ward?
Yes, yeah.
Which was hit very hard by the flooding.
Yeah, the Lower Ninth really took the brunt of it. It was historically a middle to lower middle income black neighborhood that had a really high percentage of home ownership there. So, you know, this is where people lived for generations. Generations of people lived there. And that's exactly what these books talk about, that slowly the information and the knowledge that was preserved in them is sliding away.
What would you like people to get out of seeing these images?
Well, you know, the value of how we think about our past and how we record that. And the loss of a library, I think, is like a cultural body blow.
That was photographer Stan Strombicki speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. This has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.